Amram Basdov, Ver Yehuda ben Ben Sion, heard it Bas Yisachar Dov, Iver Esther Bas Yaakov Yitzchak, Megittel Bas Yisrael Leib, Tavachaya Bas Yaakov, Alchanan Ben Pesach, Bas Ben Sion. Okay, we begin on Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, three lines up. We have been discussing the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. Number one, with regard to what happens if somebody violates Takanas Chazal and is mevatel a get in the presence of a Beis Din after he sent a shliach to deliver it. Rebbe said the get is batel. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel said the get is not batel. And another machlokas, what happens if someone appoints 10 people to write a get for his wife and then is mevatel two of those edim without the presence of the other eight? Rebbe said, you can do so. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel said, you cannot do so. So the Gemara now says, V'Rava Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Rebbe B'Shtein. Rava Paskins B'Shem Rav Nachman, like Rebbe, in both of those two machloksin. So with regard to the first machlokis, where if one is mevatel, a get that he sent in the presence of a Beis Din. Rebbe said, the get is batel. The Gemara asks, the less lay the Rav Nachman makoch based in Yaffa. Does that mean that Rav Nachman rejects the svara of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? He had said that b'di'ebed, if you're mevatel the get is not batel because Chazal said you shouldn't do it. And if you violate Takanas Chazal, so there's got to be some benefit to what Chazal said. There's got to be some point to their Takana. So you can't just violate the Takana and then assume that it works. So according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, we say that b'di'evet, if you're mevatel a get, the bittul is not good, because otherwise, what's the point of koach Beis Din? What's the point of Beis Din's takana? So Rav Nachman, by paskinin like Rebbe, that means he rejects that svara. He says that even though Beis Din was mesakin, even though Chazal was mesakin, you should not be mevatel, but if you are mevatel, so the bittul works. I'll bring you a rider, Rav Nachman, does hold up the svara of ma koach based in Yafa. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, because after all, Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, top of the Amar. Yisomen shebo lachlok benichse avim. If you have orphans who are dividing the Yerusha they received from their father, but they're children, they don't know how to properly divide up the estate. So the din is based in ma'amid and lahem upper trappist. Based on appoints, court appointed guardians for each of the children to look after their individual best interests. So each child's guardian, acting on that child's behalf, will advocate for that child, and amongst the apotrophism overall, they'll all divide up the estate, each one looking after the best interests of his particular child. So the Gemara then says, Shmuel says, Higdilu, when the children then become adults, Yecholim Limchos, they have the right to say, listen, I don't like the division of property that we had here, and since it wasn't me who chose this property, it was my apotropos, so therefore I'm demanding a redivision of the property. And Shmuel says they have that right. They have that right to reject the division that was made by the apotropos under the oversight of Beis Din. They can demand to do a do-over from the start. Whereas Rav Nachman Dideon, Rav Nachman says no. Higdilu ein yecholin limchos. The Yisomim have no right to reject the division of property that was overseen by Beis Din when they become adults, because if they can reject it, din kein ma koach Beis Din yotha. What was the point of Beis Din's involvement? If Beis Din's division of property can be overturned by the Yisomim when they become adults, so then what benefit is there for Beis Din getting involved? The Gemara is asking Akasha. You see from this particular Shaila, that Rav Nachman holds, that we do say Ma Koach Beis Din Yafa, that when Beis Din is mistaken something, you can't go against it. So why then, in our Shaila, of someone who sends a get with a shliach and is then mevatel the get, why did Rav Nachman say the get is batel? Why didn't he say over there also, you can't go against what Beis Din said? Beis Din said, don't be mevatel it. So if you're mevatel it, it shouldn't be a bittel. The Gemara answers by distinguishing between the two cases. Hasam Mamona, in the case of the Yisomim, who are Yoresh, their father's estate, that's all Dinim Mamonis. Okay, so Dinim Mamonis, Rashi says, everyone agrees, Hefker, Beis Din. Hefker, Beis Din has the right to say that tough luck, this is what we decided, you can't overturn it. So there, Rav Nachman says that the Yisomim cannot overturn the Mice of Beis Din. However, Hachavi hereby get Yisura. Here we're dealing with an Isserashis Ish. And therefore, by Isserashis Ish, yes, Beis Din said, don't be Mavatal the Get. And you were Mavatal the Get. But on a Daraisa level, once you're Mavatal the Get is Batal. It's no good. So how can you say, oh, no, Beis Din said it's good, go ahead and let her remarry somebody else? How can you do that? Isserashis Ish. And we're not going to say, of course, Rav Nachman, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, to be Mafkia, the Kedushin that she had initially, and to allow her to remarry. So that's the distinction, according to Rav Nachman, between these two cases as to when we do say Makof Beis Din Yotha, when we don't say Makof Beis Din Yotha. Next case. Gidul Bar Re'iloi. Shadar La Gita Ledevisu. Gidul Bar Re'iloi sent a get to his wife. Ozar Shlicha, the Shlich takes the get. Ashkecha, he finds her. Davayasva Benavla. She's sitting there and she's weaving. Amalai says to her, sorry to inform you, Hagitev, I have a get to give you. Amalai, she says to him nonchalantly, Zilhashta Miha, go away. Tell him, Lacha, come back tomorrow. I'm busy now. Let's discuss this, you know, a different time. I'm in the middle of my weaving here. Okay, so Azla Gabe, so the Shliach goes back to the husband, to Gidol Bar Re'iloi. Amalai, he informs him as to what happened. So upon hearing that the get was not delivered, Pasach be Omar Baruch Hatov Amitin. So the husband says, oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay? So the question is now, what does that mean? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hatov Amitin. What does that mean? So by Omar Baruch Hatov Amitin, he's saying, thank God you didn't give the get, below Batal Gita, but he never declared the get to be Batal. So if the Shliach wakes up the next morning and says, I'm going to finish my job, and he goes back and gives the get, the get's valid. The Baal never declared the get to be batel. That's a bai. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, u'batel gita. He's expressing his relief, his thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch that the get wasn't delivered. Well, clearly he intends to batel the get. You can't then go the next morning and deliver the get and divorce his wife. The Gemara defines the machlokas as follows. Michael Miffle goes to machlokas. Begiloi daita begita kemiflegi. Machlokas is with regard to Gilui Daita Beget. Gilui Das Beget. In other words, when you clearly indicate your intent or your desire to, in this case, nullify the get, but you didn't explicitly, verbally express it, does that count? Rabbi says, Giloi, Daita Begita, Lav Milsihi. The fact that we know clearly what your intent is meaningless. Either you say, I want the get to be batel, then the get's batel. If you don't say it, the get's not batel. Either the guy's dancing and crying in relief if the get wasn't delivered, that's very nice. But by line, you don't say the magic words, the get's batel, the get's not batel. That's a bai. Giloi, Daita Begita, Lav Milsihi. Rava says, no, what are you talking about? Giloi daita begita milsi. Rava says, the guy made it quite clear that he is not interested in the get being delivered. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. So if you know that's what his ratzon is, if you know that's what his feelings are, then even if he doesn't say the feirish, the get's batel, but you treat it as such because it's so obvious that he doesn't want the get to be given. That's machlokas abaye and Rava with regard to Giloi daita begita milsihi or lav milsihi. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava says, Mina mina la, what's my proof, says Rava, that Giloi daita begita is milsa? So Avshesh says, Ashkele gita lahu gavim bakarche. Avshesh once forced someone to give a get. So it seems like he forced the guy to appoint the sofer and the edim to write the get and deliver the get. But once he did that, V'amar l'hula sahati, the guy then said to the witnesses, Hachi amar l'chur Rav Sheshes levatal gita. Rav Sheshes said that you should... Rav Sheshes said the get should be batal. Rav Sheshes said the get should be batal. So what happened? V'atzche Rav Sheshes gita chmina. Rav Sheshes refused to allow that get to be used. He insisted upon another get being written up. So what does that prove, says Rava? It proves that although the husband himself never said the get should be batel, all he said was, Rav Sheshes said the get should be batel. He didn't say himself, I want the get to be batel, but he made it very clear that's what he wants, because why else is he telling them that Rav Sheshes said the get should be batel? So Rava says, and Rav Sheshes insisted upon a new get. Is Dacharaya, Giloi, Daita, Begita, Milsa. That Gilodas is sufficient when it comes to get, it counts as an actual Bittel Haget. Vabaye, Baye responds, it's not a Raya. Atu Rav Sheshes, the Batal Gita, the Inshihava. Do you think it's even Shaykh for Rav Sheshes to be Batal someone else's get? Saying that Rav Sheshes said the get should be Batal is ridiculous. It doesn't mean anything. He can't be Batal someone else's get. Rather, Ihu Batla. The case was that he himself said, I want the get to be batal. He must have said it outright himself. V'hai dekar melohachi. So why is he saying also that Rav Sheshes said the get should be batal? Mishum dafnuye. He doesn't want the henchman to beat him up again. He's already beaten to a pulp to get him to say, I want to give the get. So now he's going to then say to the Edom, I'm about to the get. He's inviting trouble. He's going to have those mafia guys come and beat him up again. So in order to prevent that, he tells the Edom, the get should be batal, and Rav Sheshes said the get should be batal. You know, he's trying to shift the blame, so to speak, to Rav Sheshes to avoid being beaten up himself. But Abai's point is that this is not Gilui Daita Begita, this is Mamish Bittel Haget explicitly. It's not just an indication what he wants, this is him befeirish saying the get should be batal.
Was the proof that because Rav Sheshes had to rewrite the get?
Yes.
That it was, okay.
Yeah, that was Rava's proof that clearly Gilui Daita is sufficient and it counts as verbal expression, right? But I'm Abaye. Now Abaye says, Minaminallah, how do I know Gilui Daita Begita Lav Nosi? Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita, Rav Yehuda forced to get the Chasne Rav Yirmiyah Bira from the son in law of Rav Yirmiyah Bira. Ubatle, and then after instructing the sofer and Aiden tried to get, Samuel turns around and is Mavatal the get. Tana Ashkele, Rabbi Yehuda once again forced him to instruct the sofer and Aiden to write the get. Ubatle, and again he then subsequently is Mavatal the get. Hadar Tana Ashkele Akarche, so the third time around, Rabbi Yehuda forces the guy to agree to give a get. But this time, the Amal Hulasadi tells the witnesses, quick, Osivu, Kari Vu'udnaichu, stuff your ears with some sort of vegetable. Why? Uksuvale, just get the get done. Write it up, sign it, deliver it. In other words, I want to ensure that you don't hear the husband being Vata the get. You don't hear it. Hear no evil. You didn't hear it. Didn't see it. Gets good. So the Gemara says, Abai asks, the Ishtoka Daitach, Giloi Daita Begita Milsi. Well, if you hold like Rava, that indication of what your intent is as if you verbally expressed your intent. So then, how does it help to stuff your ears with vegetables? Ha chazu le de karai basfayo. You see the guy running after them, and he's waving his hands, shaking his hands. It's quite obvious what he wants. So yet, apparently, Rav Yehuda says, whether you know what he wants or not is irrelevant. You don't hear it, you don't hear it. It gets still good. It must be that Gilui Daita Begita Lav Nosi. The Rava, and Rava says, no, this is not a riot against me, because this is not even considered Gilui Daita Begita, says Rava. Why? Because Haid Karohit Basrayu, perhaps the reason he's chasing after them is not because he wants to tell them the get is Batel, but rather it's because D'Amar Lahu, he wants to tell them, Ashur, keep strong. In other words, give the get. Havula, give her the get quickly. Havula hai, give her the get quickly. Why? Kihechi the Mishlam Tzara Du Gavra, because I want to just end my agony. So quick, give her the get. So says Rava, when the Baal is chasing after the Edim, it's not a Gilei Das that he doesn't want the get to be valid. Rather, it could be just reverse. It could be saying, go, give her the get. I'm going to be done with this already. So therefore, Rava, who ordinarily holds Gilei Dai to Begita Milsahi, normally an indication of intent for Rava when it comes to get is sufficient to be viewed as verbal expression of intent. But here, where the guy is chasing down the shluchim, there's no indication as to the fact that he wants to be mevatel the get. Could be he's running after him to tell him, run faster, go give the get. So this is not a rise, says Rava.
But didn't the same guy reverse himself right away?
That's... Meaning, this guy had just twice before been mevatel it. And yet Rava's still saying you have the right to assume that potentially this time around he's chasing you down, not to tell you to battle, but to tell you enough already. Just give it.
Rafa holds you need three times to be a chazaka.
It's a question. Meaning,
I don't know.
Right, we don't view this as a giladas that he's being about to get, even though he did it twice before already.
How could he be? So it's isurim, not mammon. How can you be so lenient to assume that that's what he wants? Even though he did it before like that.
And we're assuming that he doesn't want to be mevatel the get. Therefore, the get is still valid, and the woman is divorced and she can remarry. She's saying that's a kula. Comes out, we're making this assumption against what would be the logical assumption, and that generates a kula by Eser Esh Ish. Yeah, interesting. All right. Okay. Next. I'm going to buy it. Buy it brings another raya. Mina minula. How do I know Giladaita Begita Lav Nosi? Tahuda Amar Lahu. There was a guy who said, Elo Sina Atlas Nyomen, I don't return within 30 days. Begita. This get will take effect. Asa. Tak came back within 30 days. But Paske Mavra. But the bridge was down. So he couldn't cross the river. So he had made it Tanai that if I'm back within 30 days, the get's not valid. And he came back within 30 days, but he couldn't get across the river. So Amalu starts yelling from across the river. Chazuda soy, chazuda soy, waving his hands, jumping up and down. I'm here. He does not want the get to take effect. Amr Shmuel says, tough luck. Lo shmei masya. That's not considered returning. You're not here. You're over there. You didn't come back. My mail to get is effective. You lost her. Rava, so Bai says, you see from here, he's yelling and screaming, I'm here. Clearly, he doesn't want the get to be effective. And what does Shmuel say? Tough luck, the get's effective. Says Bai, that's a raya, gilim, daita, begita, lav milsi. That shows that although he's so clearly declaring his intent, I don't want the get, we ignore him. He didn't say the get should be batel, doesn't count. In response to that, so Rava says it's not a raya. The Rava, atu hasam levatule gita ba'i. There, the gilei das is not that I want the get to be batel. The gilei das is I don't want the get to be effective. But how? Why? Says the Gemara. Because Hasam Lakume Tanae Kaboy. He's yelling and screaming, I'm back. I have returned as I had initially stipulated that I'm coming back within 30 days and the get is not affected. Notice he's trying to avoid the get taking effect by claiming he returned, not by claiming the get's batel. V'halo kayim tanae, but he didn't return. In other words, according to Rava, had his Giladas been that I want the get to be batel, Rava said we would have honored that. That wasn't his gildas. His gildas was not that I want to be bottled to get. His gildas was that I've come back and therefore the get should not take effect. Well, if that's your argument, too bad. You didn't come back. Running across the Maisa, who dama lahu? One guy once said, Elo nasivna atlas nyomin. But I don't perform nisuin with this woman who at that point was his arusa, within 30 days, l'habigita, this get will take effect. Kimatut lasin yomin, when 30 days finally arrived, Amar lahu, he said to them, hatarachna, I tried. I tried to get the nisuin and the chuppah together, but I couldn't. Okay, so again, he made it tonight with his arusa. Here's a get. This will be effective if I don't do nisuin within 30 days. Comes 30 days, there was no nisuin yet, but he tells them, "Was my fault. I was trying, and the caterer this, and the hall that, and it was my fault." So the Gemara says, "L'may nechushla." So what's the concern here? Now, is there any reason why the get should not be valid? Imishim onsa, if you tell me that it's not his fault that he couldn't do nisuin, it was an onus, ain't onus begetin. You can't make an onus claim as a means of saying that the tanai shouldn't take effect. And imishim gilidaita begita, if you'll tell me that it's a gilidas, that he doesn't want the get to be effective, so it should be brought up for that reason, Lukta da bai varava. Well, that is a machlokas, a bai varava. Whether gildas beget is milsi like rava or laf milsi like abai. Another scenario.
So why doesn't it, normally the halach is what, like rava?
Yes.
So why don't you just say?
This is one of the six cases in Shas where we pass like abai against rava.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Okay. The Gemara says, "Who Amar Lahu?" There was a guy who said, "Ilo nosivna l'reish yarcha de'adar l'habigita." If I don't do the nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Adar, then the get should be effective. Kimat reish yarcha de'adar. So when Rosh Chodesh Adar rolled around, Amar Lahu, he said, "Ana l'reish yarcha de Nisan Amri." No, I meant Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Amr, they said, "L'may nechushla, what's the concern here? Why should the get not be effective? Imishim onus, if it wasn't his fault, it was an onus. Too bad. Ain onus begetin. You can't use onus as an excuse to prevent a tanai from taking effect. And imishum gilui daita, and if it's because you see that he does not want the get to be effective, so once again, plukta d'abai rava, it's machlokas abai rava, whether that is in fact significant or not. So the Gemara says, finally, v'hilchasa k'nachman, we pass like of Nachman, Bash says, with regard to the machlokas of Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, when you appoint 10 people to write and deliver a get, can you battle it in the presence of two of those 10? Rebbe said, yes. And that's how Nachman paskind. Number two, the Hilchos of Nachman, the Pasuk of Nachman, when he said that Halacha follows Rebbe in the case of, not just that case, but also the case of when you mevatel a get in the presence of a Beis Din, but the Eved is the bittul effective. Rebbe said, yes, it is. The Pasuk Rebbe in that case as well, says the Gemara. And finally, the Hilchos of Nachmeni, and Tasn like Abaye, who is known as Nachmeni. Rashi says he was known as Nachmeni because Rabba, who was Abaye's Rebbe, raised Abaye, who was an orphan at a young age, and Rabba was the son of Nachmeni. So because Rabba Nachmeni raised Abaye, Abaye is known as Nachmeni. And we pass like Abaye in this case. Rash says the acronym of Ya'al Kigam, the three plus three cases, six cases in all, where you're passing like Abaye against Rava, this is the Gimel of the Ya'al Kigam. Gilei, Daita, Begita. That's one of these cases where we pass like Abaye against Rava. Okay. Fine.
Oh, it's interesting. It says yes. Here. So there's another way. Not that others explained that Abaye was Rabba's nephew, and his given name was in fact Nechmani after his paternal grandfather. But as Rabba, out of filial respect, did not wish to call out his father's name, even to address someone else, so he called Nachmani Abaye, which is Aramaic for my father.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
I found out, after my father passed away, I thought about it. He always called me, a diminutive, Apukam. What does that mean? It means my father. So I'm named after his father. I only realized afterwards in the Hungarians, Apukam, just a little slang.
So amongst Svardim, as you might know, the minhag is that they name their sons after the son's grandfather while the grandfather's still alive. So when I was in YU, I had a fellow YU, someone that I knew from Staten Island, his name was Avi. Okay, typical Ashkenazi name. So I realized that this guy is Syrian, and he was really named for his father's father, but his father called him Avi.
No father.
Avi, right. So, okay. I guess, yes. Like a bye. Much like a bye. Abaye, Avi, same thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. Next. New Mishnah. Barishona, Ayamishana, Shmo Ushma. In the beginning, he would change the name of the husband, the name of the wife, Shem Ira v'Shem Ira, the name of his city, the name of her city. Rashi explains that the scenario here is as follows. That when you had someone who had two different names, one was the name that he was known by in Eretz Yisrael, one was the name he was known by in Chutz La'aretz. So wherever he happened to be writing the get, he used the name that he was known by in that particular location. And he would write the other name. That was the original practice. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Zaken. Rabbi Gamliel was Masakin. No. Shehe Kosev Ishploni, the Kol Shum Sheyeshlo. You should write in the get so and so, and whatever other name he has. Ishplonis, so and so, the Kol Shum Sheyeshlo, and whatever other name he has, she has. As a tekana, we don't want people to one day say, oh, this get wasn't written by the husband because this husband has two names and this get was written by a guy who only has one name. To avoid that, we put in both names, says Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Tosfos quotes an interesting machlokas. He says the Bahag, in his Nusach HaGet, he wrote these actual words, so-and-so and any name that he has. And he wrote the actual words in the get. Whereas Ben Tam says, no. That's not pshat, because let's say you have a guy who only has one name, and you're gonna write and whatever other name he has, you're gonna start questioning. Doesn't have another name. Is this really him? So Ben Thompson's pshat is not that you write these words v'kol shum sheyesh lo neget, but rather what the Mishnah means is you write his name, his general name, his primary name, and whatever other name he has, you write that name in as well.
The miskri.
Right. So we do the miskri. We do hamachuna, depending if it's a shift in language or same language. So we'll say Shimon Demiskeri Shimi Vehamachuna Stephen. We'll write all those names in whatever nicknames he has. Right. Okay. Says the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Sholchu Lei B'nei Medina Siyam L'Rabbi Gamliel. The residents of Medina Siyam sent a message to Rabbi Gamliel. B'nei Adam ha-bo'im misham l'kan. We have people who come from Israel to Chutz La'aretz. Shmo Yosef. His name is Yosef. They call him Yochanan, but they call him Yochanan. Or vice versa. Yochanan, we call him Yosef. His name is Yochanan, but they call him Yosef. Heyach migashin shesem. So what name do we use in the get? Omar Rabbi Gamliel, the Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel got up and decreed, Shu Kosvin, Ishploni, Nikol Shum Shiyeshlo, Shiplonis, Nikol Shum Shiyeshlo, write all the names in, Bnei Tikkun HaOlam, because of, again, like I said, avoid people making claims that the get was written by somebody else. Fine. Amar Vashi, Vashi now adds to this din in our Mishnah. V'hu dischazek betrei shmei. When do you write both names in the get? Only if everyone here where the get is being written knows that he has another name elsewhere. So the din of Rabbi Gamliel that you write both names or all names in the get for the husband, for the wife, is only if in the place where the get is being written, everyone knows that he has another name somewhere else, then you write both names in the get. Fascinating. Shiloh and Tosis. Tosis was asked. Then Tom was asked to Shiloh. Okay, back in, I guess, the 1100s. And Tom was asked to Shiloh. You have a Jew, Nebuch, who converted to Christianity. I guess it was what the Christians were doing there time and again, trying to baptize Jews by force. So he adopted a Christian name. So he had been David, and now he's going by the name
Jesus.
Oh, that's more Hispanic, no? He's going by the name John.
Well, it was in Spain after all.
So true. So the guy became a Christian, so they requested he divorce his wife, poor woman, doesn't want to stay married to a converted Christian. It's fine, he agrees to give her a get. So the question was, what do you write in the get? Do you write David, and that's it? Or do you write David, Hamachuna John, because now he's known as John amongst his Christian friends? So, the question was, the get apparently only included the name David, not the name John. Is that now psul in the get? So Ben Tam answered, Chalila lahazker shem Ovid kochavim b'toras Moshe of Yisrael. Ben Tam said, God forbid you should even think to mention his avodah zarah dika name in Toras Moshe of Yisrael. How could you even think to put John into the get? It's David, he's David, that's it. Nothing else, that's it. Okay, very, very fascinating, very sad, but fascinating Shiloh. Okay. So this is the din in the Gemara and in the Mishnah that you write whatever names he has in the get, but again, only if in the place where they're writing the get, everyone knows that he has his other name as well. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Omalei Rabbi Abba Levashi, Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Elazar, Kami Kavasach. I have a raya to you from Rabbi Mori and Rabbi Elazar. They agree with you. The dafka fits ischazik betray shmei. Tani Kavasach Ravashi. We have a raya to Ravashi from my brayis. The brayis is like this. Hailo shtei nashim. A guy has two wives. Achas b'Yehuda, v'achas b'Galil. One in Yehuda, one in the Galil. The guy has two wives, one here, one there. I might have mentioned to you, I met a
Yemenite.
Yemenite, right? His father moved from Yemen to Israel. Three wives, different regions in the country. A month here, a month there, a month there. Okay, so this is the same guy, same Shiloh. He had a wife in Yehuda, a wife in Galil. 1 month up north, 1 month down south. Fine. Velo Shnei Shnemos. He had two names. Echab Yehuda, Echab Galil. When he was in Yehuda, he was known as Binyamin. When he was in the Galil, he's known as Yosef. V'gir says, Eshtor Shev Yehuda, B'shmo Shev Yehuda. Eshtor Shev Galil, B'shmo Shev Galil. So he gave a get to his wife. So the wife in the Yehuda got the get with the name that he was known by in Yehuda. The wife in the Galil got the get with the name that he's known by in Galil. Says the Braisa, Eina Megureshes. The get is no good. Actually, Yigarish is Eshtor Shev Yehuda, B'shmo Shev Yehuda. Unless he uses the name that he is known by in Yehuda, v'shem digalil imo, along with the Galil name, es ishto shebegalil, and when he divorces his wife from the Galil, he's got to put in the get, v'shmo shebegalil, v'shem Yehuda imo, his Galil name along with the Yehuda name. But yotzel makam achem, if he goes somewhere else, neither Yehuda nor Galil, v'girish be'achem hem, and he uses but one of those two names, Migoresh is good enough. That's the Braisa. So the Gemara asks, why is it good enough? The Armat Shame Zegalil Imo. You just said that whether you're divorcing in Yehuda or in the Galil, you gotta put the other name in as well. So how could you then say, if you go somewhere else, just either name is fine? Why not? Require both names. The Shamina must be Vaistois. That what? The Hodes Chazek, Hablos Chazek. that when you're known in this location to have another name, you gotta put both names in. But if you're not known in this location to have another name, then just put whichever name you want, and that's it. So I mean, that's a riot, and this price is to Rav Ashi. Rav quotes one more scenario. Ha'hi da'avu karla Miriam u'kur sasara. There was a woman known as Miriam, and some people called her Sarah. Some people called her Sarah. So, Amri, Nahadoi, they said in Nahada, when she's given a get, put in the get as follows. Miriam, the kol shem sheyeshla. You specify first and foremost the name that she's known by most people. And then you add in the second name. So if everyone called her Miriam, with the exception of a few people, so the get, you start first with the name Miriam, and then you add in afterwards the other name, Sarah. Below Sarah, we call Shem Sheishla. You don't put Sarah as the primary name, followed by Miriam, because that's not what most people know her as. Fine. Next Mishnah. A widow who's looking to collect the ksuba that she's now owed from her husband's estate, she may not seize property from the yesomim, her husband's sons, unless she first swears that she did not receive payment for her ksuba yet. However, nimnu melashbiyo, over the course of time, based in declined to administer such a shavua to a widow who was seeking to collect her ksuba. So then, how was she able to collect then? So Hiskin, Avin Gamil HaZaken, he decreed, Shetehe noderes liyisomim komashi yirtsu, the gobek subasa. In order to collect her ksuba, she should make a neder. Whatever the yisomim want her to make a neder, for example, she loves ice cream. So the yisomim will tell her, make a neder that you'll never again in your life eat ice cream. It'll be us, it's you, to get enough of ice cream. If, in fact, you have already received payment on your ksuba. In other words, they'll make her take a neder that she will be intimidated by, you know, and it will ensure that she's telling the truth. And when she says, I didn't get my payment for my ksuba yet, pay up. The go of ksuba, and then she could collect her ksuba. Finally, the Mishnah says, Ha'edim chosmin al get, Edim signed the get, they played tikkun olam because of a takana. Meaning, although perhaps, strictly speaking, Edim Mesira are sufficient, as long as Edim watch the transfer of the get from him to her, it's good enough. The Chachamim, Rav Gamliel specifically, the Masakin, that you should have Edim sign the get as well, so that if you can't find Edim Mesira, at least you can authenticate the get by proving the signatures are valid. And finally, the Hillel, Tikkun, Hiskin, Prisbul, the Pei Tikkun Olam. Hillel also instituted a Prisbul to allow a lender to collect the loan that is already due him, even after Shemitah year ends, so that it shouldn't be terminated, so that lenders should not be discouraged from making loans to need those who need to borrow money. Okay, conclude here. Pick up tomorrow at Ezes Hashem, same time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good day. Good fighters.